Lay it all on the table.
It's not you, it's me.
Oh, famous line.
And remember,
no judgment,
no hesitations,
no filter, and just
lay it all on the table.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lay It on the Table. And I know you guys are tired of those short episodes, so we're back again with this regular ones.
But yeah.
It's gonna be a 5 hour long, so be ready, buckle up.
But before anything else, this is Therese.
My name is Mark.
This is Erica.
And I'm Eduardo.
If you really love listening to our podcast, please don't forget to like and subscribe on any platform you're listening to.
Yes,
and please don't forget to hit that 5 stars review and ratings, because the more people this podcast reach, the better. We're just going to share stories.
Yes, share us, please.
And with that, let's go to our first segment.
Have you ever?
Oh, yes.
Hell no.
Maybe. For this, have you ever? This is sponsored by Andrew Chin.
Oh, wow. Wanted me to ask this. Our avid listener.
Yes.
I love that.
Have you ever been ghosted after first or second date?
Oh my God, can we talk about something different? This happens all the time to me.
It doesn't count if you've just been like talking on the app, but you have to actually have seen them.
Oh, met them in person and then ghosted. Yeah.
I feel like my experiences are mostly from the dating apps. And then like I meet them for like a date, a 1 or 2 date. And then after that.
Like that. Yeah. Not just like texting them, because it's so easy to ghost someone just like if you haven't seen them or like talked to them. So this is after like you've maybe went on a first or second date and then out of nowhere, they just like stop texting you or you stop texting them. I just want to know what your experience in that situation is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've had that actually a couple when I was still single and like looking for, you know, like some fling here and there, maybe some relationship. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. At the time.
And I think that's why they would ghost her.
It was just happened.
She would get attached.
Often, and like it's just exhausting to like redo the whole phases or like the stages of dating again. But there's this guy. His name is Michael.
Oh.
And we're kind of like playing this game, you know, like you have to date him, like, you know, introduction, first date, and then without giving up your thing, like, you know, having sex with this person. So like he keeps asking for more dates, and until it got to that third date and I gave up, obviously. And then after the fourth date, we will just text, but it's like very random times, like after 2 days, after 3 days, after 4 days. And then we still met on the fourth date. And after that, he just ghosted me.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wait, so y'all made that decision together?
No, it was just like that unspoken rule of like playing when you're single. Like when you're dating someone,
so it's like kind of like a flirting game. You're like, okay, I'm like,
yeah, like I'll not message you for like a whole day, and then I'll message you later.
Oh, wow,
kind of like
it's
that.
Like an act of tease.
Yeah,
yeah, very.
But yeah, I mean, I've had other stories, but I think that was one of like the one that I remember the most.
I think for me, it was the opposite end. I was the one that ghosted somebody.
Ooh.
I don't know. The thing is, I feel like I'm just not a good texter. Like, I would talk to you on the phone, like, on my way to drive to work, going home, or, like, you know, when, like, even I'm just home sitting in the couch, I would just, like, would rather pick up the phone and just tell you than sit there and text for hours. Like, I just get so exhausted texting, and it's, like, I feel like some of my texts may come off as like on the drier end, because it's kind of like, I just want to tell you the point than like elaborating it and explaining myself, like as if I would talk to you like over text. Because then I would have like paragraphs of blue text messages. And I feel like if you like respond like shorter messages, it just becomes like exhausting. Like, okay, what are you gonna say next? What are you gonna say next? You know, like when you text like each line like that.
Oh, I'm
and
like
I've
that.
Experienced both ends. You know, I've had conversation with people where like, you know, we would have like
a whole paragraph.
A whole paragraph. And like, okay, I'll respond to almost everything that he mentioned and like tell my end and then also share my thought on
yeah.
that. And then like after that, it kind of like, okay, this is good conversation.
Yeah.
But that always leads up to like, I'm tired of talking to these people because I type too much. So like I end up ghosting those people. But
have
was,
you met them?
I have met them one time. Yeah, we've gone on a date. And you know, it was like a normal date. I'm like, okay, cool, we'll keep talking. And it's kind of just like, I want to talk to you in person. You know, I'd rather like hang out in person yeah. than like text. And I feel like this person is more like, I need to be in touch with you all the time. Like, for example, like I have one friend that like, he also doesn't like texting. Like he calls me and like FaceTime me like every time. And yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to stress and worry about things. Like if you just want to say hi, hello, and like tell me one thing and then like hang up after. Like yeah. fine, I can go about my day.
So, I mean, that's the best way to reach you and Therese. It's calling.
Yeah.
Because the texting is not working. We are all also getting ghosted.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll text and we'll get no response. And I'm like, oh, I hate, like now I have to call, but I hate it because now I feel like I'm like
bugging.
Pushing or bugging. But I'm like, I know that's the only way to like actually get a response from either of you.
Yeah. It's so true because whenever you call, I'm like, oh, something important is happening. I literally like he miscalled me the other night. I was like, did you call? What do you want?
And then you text them about like, okay, what's happening?
That's true. That's true. I forgot to add. Oh, are you done?
I mean, that was like a small little thing though. Like, okay, like, or maybe, and also kind of like, I lost interest after that. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm done. I'll see you later.
Maybe you're just not vibing it.
Not vibing enough. Yeah.
True.
And you know, sometimes you just get that vibe and you're like, that's a part of dating. Yeah. You meet them, you try to talk and see where it leads to. And sometimes it just doesn't lead to anywhere. And you're like, this is not it for me. Like, I should have communicated better though.
Yeah, it is a process. And if it happens, it's like, it's not your fault. It's literally like, it just doesn't work out and you shouldn't take it too hard.
Yeah. Like, you know, if like there's a spark in the beginning, but then it quickly like faded away. Yeah. Cause I think it was more of like, oh, it's exciting. I'm going on a date. And then you're there and you're like, oh, this is still good. And like the day or two after, you still have that like energy from it.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, I'm over it. So then you just kind of move on. Yeah. And
I that wish was, my younger self had that. The over
like
part.
Moving. Oh, stick to it. But yeah, that was my little part of me ghosting somebody.
I forgot. Sorry, Mark. I keep cutting you off. But I forgot to mention about the spoken rule. It's called the chase. I feel like a lot of people.
What's the chase?
It's like, you know, like you want them to chase you. And it's like in both sides for like the... both parties. Oh. So you kind of tease them like, oh, like, well, how are you doing? Like you respond after 5 hours and the other one responds after 10 hours. Cause like, you know,
I see what you're saying.
It's the chase and like the feeling that you want, you're wanted. But I forgot to mention in my story that one of the reasons why I think he kind of ghosted me, it's like, I think I got a little clingy and he's like, oh, I feel like you're looking for a more serious relationship. And I'm like, no, I'm actually looking for just fling. But
I was not. But he took it another way.
I don't know. I think Erica probably came across as like something serious.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's your social security number?
Wow.
Spring is really good for weddings.
After the first 2 dates.
You know, I don't think I've ever been ghosted or ghosted. Because I think that's different
it's
than
the
one
same
night
word.
Stands.
It is.
I think so. Because one night stands are meant to be one night stands. So you're both in agreement of like...
I don't think you go into a one night stand thinking that you're going to have a one night stand.
I think so. Because
yes, you do.
There was no talk... There was no talking before. There was no like, oh, like,
yeah.
That's true.
How are you? How do you, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's literally like,
hey, sup? You want to fuck? Okay, cool.
Type of thing.
Hey,
the
sup,
only
bro.
Time I can kind of be like, oh, I guess I ghosted someone was, but I told the story was that one girl that I ended up like hooking up with and then.
Your fuck buddy?
No, it only happened two times. We're like, we got together again and she was like, just to talk. And then it happened again. It was like, okay, this can't happen again. But yeah, I talked about her. Her name is, I don't know if I said her name. But anyways, but she was like one of Ryan's classmates. And
that girl.
I've talked about
that
her.
That girl, poor girl.
In New York.
No, this was in Savannah, Georgia. Oh. That was like the only thing I could think of. Like, I ended up ghosting her because I was like, yeah, that can happen again.
But you were nice about it.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it a round two.
Also, in Therese's point, I would say that, like, I see what you mean. But I feel like in some women where you like respect them and all that and you go on a date, but then you also want to like get it in. Like, it could lead up to like a one night stand.
It could.
And like, you know, if you're both feeling it and then leads up to ghosting. But then there's also the one night stand of like, it's literally the just intention the of this stand. Is one night stand.
I can see that. Which is actually my story because the reason why I have a one night stand was because I ghosted him unintentionally. I think when that happened, I was supposed to actually meet him again, but then I got busy. I went vacationing. I went to Colorado at that point, I think.
Yes.
And then a lot of things happened that I just wasn't able to get back to him. So, and then he like wanted to say like, hey, are you back in town? I'm like, yeah. And then I just didn't feel like
the same energy
as I did when I first like went out and dated him. And I was like, oh, maybe not, you know, like maybe, maybe never mind. Mm-hmm. And that could be my one night stand story.
Maybe never mind.
So I ghosted him so that I can have a one night stand story.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Got an experience so we can bring it to the podcast.
Yes.
That's important.
Making content out here.
It's for the experience.
Yeah.
No, but I unintentionally didn't do it. But I get ghosted him. Which is funny because you know how Hinge like recycles people after
they
a while.
They recycle people. Yes. Exactly.
Mark gets upset about it.
No, because I'm like,
Hinge, if you're listening.
You know what's even worse? Like, I already like X this, like cancel this person. And then it comes back like 3 days later, like most compatible with.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me. I already next this person.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah. And then he came back. I thought, I don't know, like maybe we unmatch or like he got like, because we already matched, right?
Maybe
and then after
out.
A few months, like maybe like 6 months later, he popped on my messages again. And he actually messaged me, oh, it's you. How are you doing? And I was like, oh my God, he knows me. So it was like Hinge trying to connect this again. And I was like, that's so interesting. But I didn't.
It's like second time's a charm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they were
thinking.
Maybe
just like another.
Maybe the dating pool's a lot smaller right now. And
oh, I found out today, off topic, tangent, but also connected to like the dating pool, is that there's actually a very high premium on Match.com that people pay $500 to get like super match or something like that. Because people are investing more to their dating life because it's a long-term investment in their lives.
Do you have to put a whole resume on your dating profile?
And because all the people that got attracted to these dating sites were millennials, and the millennials right now are like
In that stage
where like in their like 30s and 40s and where they actually have capabilities to spend more.
That's
so
true.
They're pushing the boundaries to be like, how much can you spend in this dating app?
That's true.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is intense.
The only way I'm like, spending that much money if it's like on a sugar mama
app
or something.
Where I can get that $500 and back. Triple the
right
back.
Five times.
Yeah. That's what you call an investment.
Right.
I'm investing $500. I'm gonna get a broke ass woman. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I love this ghosting stories.
Hold on. I do have a question.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever someone that you ghosted or stopped talking to completely? Whatever, I guess same thing as ghosted. But have you seen them again, like in public? You're like, oh shit, that's that person.
No, I have not.
Luckily, not.
That'd be awkward.
I've met somebody on a party. And then met them at my workplace and acted completely like I don't know this person. And that was the best interaction I could provide in that moment.
I have.
Oh.
And this was a guy I dated like the first few months I came here. And
hold up, who? I mean, I didn't know you, but
yeah, not important who he is.
now I'm curious.
But like, we just went on.
We've never heard of this boyfriend.
We just met, like, we dated a couple of times, and then I guess I got ghosted. Shit.
Damn.
Yeah. So like, we just like drifted apart, and then like 2-3 years later, I saw him eating at Sushi Stop, and I was like, oh my god, that's the guy. And you know who he was with? Wait. Another Filipino girl.
Oh, he has a type.
And I was like, this is so awkward. But I don't think he ever saw me. So I'm like, oh my god.
Did he take you to Sushi Stop?
No.
Oh.
No.
That would have been really interesting.
No, because I was like getting ice cream from like the place next to it, which is like Vander
Luder. Oh, yeah.
Like Vanderwalt.
Luder Vandross. The singer.
Erica dated someone that worked in the valet parking
at the SLS,
and I'm like, oh, imagine if we went there and he valeted our car.
No, he's like in like military something now.
Oh,
this whole ghosting conversation reminded me of like an episode on Amazon Prime. It was like a show called Make Love, and there was like this one show. They're like, this two people tried to go on a date. It was like in Paris, and this girl was in another part of like London, and this guy, like, she gave her address on where they're supposed to meet on his book. I should not give it away, but I'll just tell you guys, whatever.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so she gave her address on where they're supposed to be on his book, and then on his way to meet her in Paris, he was on the train and left the book on the train station to use the bathroom. When he came back, someone stole the book, and they didn't see each other for 17 years. And then they crossed paths again, and they were like, both of their feelings are still kind of there, but they're have completely built a whole different life already, like with families and stuff. And the whole thing was like, what could have it been, you know, yeah, like if they were ended up together.
But it didn't happen.
And she was under the impression that he ghosted him.
Oh.
And all he wanted to do is like try to look for her this whole time.
True.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. Check it out.
Episode 3.
That reminded me of something. Just real quick. I know someone who went to high school with this person, and then many years later, I think it was like 10 years later.
Is this your sister?
Mm-hmm. No. They met at a friend's party, and they started dating. And then they were like, wait, where did you go to high school? And they went to high school together, and they pretty much knew of each other, but didn't talk to each other. And then 10 years later, now they're dating, and now they're married, and now they have kids.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Look at that. That's like destiny.
Yeah.
Or fate.
Like, you let the fate let you do whatever you want, and then it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Well, anyway, that's like one hell of a ghost story. And it's good to go to our main topic, which is, have you been rejected and how did you handle it? This is more than ghosting. This is kind of just like, you know, like rejection. You're a little bit more invested than people who
ghosted
you.
The hardest thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I feel like I've talked about this in the podcast, have I? When I got rejected by someone that I really liked through that dating app. Remember we talked about Forrest, I think?
Yes, and I remember Forrest.
This is like the time where we wanted to hang, me and Therese and Hafa, we're going to an Irish pub. And I was just really sad because I got rejected because this guy either ghosted me or I forgot. Like, he probably told me that he's doing something else. I don't know. It's something along that line. And instead of me telling to Therese and Hafa about what happened, I used Mark as a cover. Like, this happened to Mark. And he got rejected. Or he got ghosted. And then at the end of the night, I got really, really drunk. And I was crying. And then we invited Eduardo. Because he just started working in, like, the same company.
Wow, that was the first time you met your wife.
Yeah.
And I was crying. And I was asking for advice. I feel like it's a little hard for me to get over it. I don't know.
Well, you wear your heart on your sleeve to Irk. Like, you're very invested too, which is not bad. It just hurts.
But also, y'all were dating. y'all were dating and then he decided he no longer. So I feel like that's why, I mean, you were already a little bit invested in that because y'all were dating when he decided to reject. I feel like for me, when I hear like, oh, have you been, it's like you try and then they're like not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like for that case, you were already kind of like in, you know, I don't know if necessarily y'all were in a relationship, but
no,
y'all
we're
had
not.
Been dating.
Or like we had like 5 dates and like.
I mean, that's dating. Y'all were dating. Yeah.
But I would say that rejection was, when it comes to dating, I think it was like really hard for me to get over things.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. And like, I feel like I have to talk to a lot of people to like, you know, get over it. And it's not. The only way for me to cope up with it is like to start dating someone else.
Heal.
Rebound.
Yeah. That's the only way. Like, I need to find someone else.
So like put your attention and mind into.
True.
Yeah.
But you kind of pause on dating because this is what happened to me. And I think I told you about him. Remember when I was dating this music guy who was in the music industry? I went with him like 3-4 dates, maybe. Like 3 dates.
The rooftop guy?
No.
That's a different guy.
That was a one-time guy.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know why that was on my mind.
Not the rooftop guy. No, this was the guy. Like, it was during, like, around pandemic time, and, like, I started dating him. We went hiking. We went to eat at the Grove.
Was he Filipino?
No, he's not Filipino. He's, like, a white guy. Anyway, so...
Not with me.
I told you about him because I remember, like, oh, Mark, where do you think we could go out on a date during pandemic? Okay. And you were like, go to the Grove. And I was like, oh, perfect. And it was actually really nice.
I remember.
And I kind of actually really, really liked him. And then, but then, you know, when you send some things off, like they're not really into you.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, maybe he's just trying to see where this is going.
Or he's shy.
He's
or
shy.
Whatever.
Or he's
whatever.
Just trying to get something.
Yes.
That too.
Yeah. And then we went on a hike. I made like a picnic and everything.
Oh,
and
I do remember like, that.
That's cute.
That was actually a really cute day.
Yeah. And then after a while, like the text got more, for like
faded
apart. Like it became like 2 hours and then the whole day and then like the next 2 days. And I was like feeling it, but I was just like, oh, like I really like him though. And then I texted him. I was like, hey, I just wanted to know, like, if you're still vibing. Yeah. And if you're
invested
still interested,
in this.
I just want to know the truth so that, you know, I can move on and stuff. Cause I was like, I don't want to play this game of just like, maybe, maybe not. I was
the
like,
catch game.
Yeah.
The chase.
So tell me now where he actually did. Like, after I sent that message, he was like, well, to tell you honestly, I'm like, just, you know, like wanting to focus on my career. Like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
But it's okay. Like, he made that excuse. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. At least you told me like a few weeks, like a week later. And then, and I told him, it's all good. That's what dating is part of. And I wish you luck in your music career. And that was it. And I was like, okay. And then I was like,
it's
oh, it's
a sucky
sad.
Feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. It is.
For me, I don't think I've ever been verbally rejected like that. But you just know, like when you, I guess in a way, when you're like trying to court someone, flirt with them, kind of tell them, and
give
then
them
they
hints.
Give you this like obvious friend zone type of thing, and you're like, okay, I get it.
You got the notice.
Yeah.
You got friend zoned by me for a little bit. You almost moved on.
Yeah, but then I told you you would fall in love with me.
Okay.
Want to be my friend if you don't fall in love with me.
But see, I don't know if Erica friend zoned me. She says she did, but she really didn't. Like everything else she did, it was like, this is not friends. So I feel like she didn't.
It was more than that.
Like I've been in situations where like, I'm like, okay, like I'm flirting or like, you know, being like, and then I just get this like obvious, like, friend zone type of thing, and I'm like, okay.
True, because after a while, even us, we were like, are you guys together? Yeah. America's like, meh.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, I don't know. I feel like...
Suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
But yeah, so I've never gotten like a Beverly like rejection like that. But yeah, just like been friend zoned.
Well, it sucks mm-hmm. to
a
have
a couple
that.
Of times.
It's still a sucky feeling to be friend zoned. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like the last person that I dated that I talked about on here was that person that I was kind of like dating, but I know it's going to be like a short term kind
the
of situation.
Exclusive dating?
No, we didn't reach that level. But you know, we were going out and hanging out for a while. It's like, you know, the person that I kind of like dated during COVID, and then we took a long break and then we reconnected. Like, I have noticed that, like, yes, we don't text as much, but like when we text, it's kind of like setting up a plan of like, hey, let's do this. Are you down? Let's meet at this time and at this place. Let's do it. So we can actually just like actually talk when we see each other and then have something to talk about. So that happened. But then I realized like after a few dates after, it started becoming more and more distant, and he doesn't reply as fast as he did before. And then until up to that one point that he just told me that like, hey, I'm kind of like vibing with this other person more. I don't think I want to continue this anymore. And I'm like, I'm not going to push myself into someone that doesn't want me.
Yes.
So
that's good. Yep. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
You deserve more.
Yes. Thank you. I know. So yeah, fuck them.
Good way to end. Well, fuck them.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you know, you either like shoot your shot and like hope for the best. And that's
exactly,
that's how you just bounce back. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can. You don't want to be like up guard and then be like, oh, well, I didn't know he liked me that much, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. You just have to be open and honest. And, you know, if you guys are really vibing, keep on vibing. You know, groove, like jam to the grooves.
I kind of just want like those old exes that I've dated here to like see me and be happy. Like, look at my Instagram. Look at my, I don't know.
You're living your happy life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So... But for rejection me, is tough.
Yeah. For me, it's like one of those, like all those girls that friend zoned me because maybe the way I looked before.
Prove them wrong.
He purchased a whole new body.
Not with those.
Check it out.
Not with those shirtless pics on Instagram.
Seriously, yes. Like Calvin Klein is shaking right now.
But somehow in my family, all the men in our family went to a really tough heartbreak. They went to a rejection before they meet that special someone. And they always just joke about that it's a rite of passage. And I was like, does it have to be a rite of passage? Because they're like, well, if you survive that great heartbreak, you can survive anything. And knowing that, you know, you still gambled or like not gambled, but like
put your heart out
for that someone means they're actually very, very special to you. And that's why you find this great match.
That's true. That is true.
Words of wisdom right there.
Yeah. My mom told me those like same exact words, like pretty much.
Wow.
Like she was like, you'll survive.
Channeling Tia Sara right now.
I remember when I was like heartbroken and I was very young, but like she was like, you'll survive. This is just one of many potentially.
Yeah. I remember my really intense heartbreak and I thought I would never come out of that shell. But, you know, now I'm just breaking hearts left and right. Oh.
I'm just kidding. Not a lie.
But, you know, yeah, you come out of it stronger, definitely. Yeah. And it just preps you to
your next
one.
The one. Wow.
Next one.
That's a good way to end it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your rejection heartbreak moments. I know it's not easy, but clearly, you know, we come out for the best out of it. So thank you so much for listening, you guys. I hope you miss us as much as we miss you.
Yay.
Yes.
Again, my name is Therese.
My name is Marky.
This is Erica.
And I'm Eduardo.
Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Bye. See you later. Please don't call me Marky.
Don't get rejected.
Lay it all on the table.
Bye. Bye.